This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Former Texans defensive lineman Vince Wilfork, two-time Super Bowl champ, five-time Pro Bowler, joined the show yesterday. We got to talk to him about the current state of this Texans team. We got to talk to him about Deshaun Watson and barbecue, among other things. Since he is the OG, since he's been doing this for three-plus decades, I'll let Lopez ask the first question. How'd you start it off, J-Lo?
Well, let's find out about what you think with the what's at hand here, and that would be this upcoming game, Vince.
Well, the thing is, you're seeing a complete complete football team, you know, and people can say what they want to say, and, you know, people can score 30 and 40, 50 points, but if you can't stop the run, you're going to have a long day at any level. Mm-hmm. And what, you know, what the Houston Texans are doing, they are shutting down the run game and making teams one dimensional. And that's one thing that you always want to do as a defender. You know, you want to make a team one-dimensional where the playbook shrinks and you kind of get an idea of how you want to attack and how you want your playbook to expand in that area. But, you know, if you can keep a team on track, it'll be a long day. So what they're doing now is amazing football, and they're going to need to do that a lot more. And I think as the season continues to go on, they're going to get better and better. And that team is going to become a complete team, and I really do think they have a chance this season. You know, as long as they stay healthy, that's a big part of everything, especially in football at this level, being healthy and being able to win after Thanksgiving. And I think they have the right recipe for that offensively, defensively, and special teams.
We got Vince Wilfork with us. He's partnering with QuickBooks. What, when you watch a football game, I know you're a little bit like, for us here, obviously seeing a quarterback is what gets us excited. What gets Vince Wilfork most excited when he's watching a football game? Just like that, oh man, type thing.
Good defense. You know, I played defense my whole career, my whole life. I was always a defensive player, even though in high school I went both ways. But defense was always my one thing that I love, because I love to hit people. So when I watch a game, I like to see a physical defense. I like to see a defense being able to stop the run. I like to see a defense smacking the people. That's what I like to see, you know. And like I say, Houston Texans, they have that. They have that identity. And I think they're getting better and better, you know. And now with the help with Deshaun Watson is amazing. I mean,
man, wouldn't you have liked to play with a quarterback like that when you're here? I don't want you to throw any of your teammates under the bus, but damn, you didn't quite have that.
Absolutely. You know, I played with the greatest of all time, but Deshaun Watson is a whole nother. He's a winner. He's a winner. He's a natural born leader. He has a mindset that everybody looks for into leadership and into playing. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you have a guy as a rookie come in with everything he had to offer, you won right away. It's just getting him to the level of playing at this level. And I think he's getting better and better. And I think the whole league is starting to understand what type of player he is. And you got to start mentioning him up there with some of the tops right now in the game. I'm not saying he's the greatest all time right now, but he is one of the top five quarterbacks in the game. You have to, because of what he brings to the table. And you can just see how he electrifies the whole team, not just offensively, but defense. When you have a quarterback like that, it forces everybody around you, offense, defense, special team, to raise their level of play. And that's exactly what he did. And he's done that as a rookie. You know, he got injured. He came back off an injury. And where he's at right now, it's amazing. And the scary thing about it is he's going to get better.
Yeah.
He's going to get better. So – I think this is one of the best draft picks drafted by the Houston Texans in a long time.
No doubt.
Vince, a long time, especially at that position.
Vince Wilfork joining us here on Sports Radio 610. Another couple things, and we're going to get to another part of what you've got going on right now. But I said this earlier in the show. You play, and I want to get your opinion, because you played with the greatest of all time. When you have a quarterback like that, isn't it easier to bring in players that maybe have a little bit of baggage? Because the Texans are doing that more. They're bringing in Gary and Conley. They're bringing in Barcavius Mingo. They're bringing in right now Vernon Hargraves, guys that maybe didn't quite, you know, live up to their billing in their previous destination. And I said this earlier, if you can't play with Deshaun Watson, then you probably won't have a place in the league very long. Is that true?
I agree, because, you know, you have to have people with a chip on their shoulder and understand what is asked for them. Everybody can't play for certain organizations because it just doesn't mix. But you have to have some bad boys on your team to be successful. That's just me. That's my opinion. And I'll tell people all the time, your best athletes is either locked up or on the streets. That's what it is. That's facts. I played with guys in high school and in college that was some of the best, blue chip All-Americans. You name it, had everything you possibly have, but for some reason, you know, it's a point in your time, it's a time in your life where you have to pick a route to go down, and some of them pick the wrong route. Yeah, and I just think that having guys that have chip on their shoulder, that's bad boys, they understand what the struggle is. They know how to grind, you know. I'd rather take guys like that and put them around great people than have a guy that's, he's a great guy, but don't have that chip on his shoulders. And it was something was always given to him.
Yeah.
Now they feel entitled. So I like that move.
There we go. Vince, I want to get your take on this, and then we're going to talk about the commercial that you got that's going to air when the Texans are facing the Colts on Thursday Night Football, partnership with QuickBooks and Killen's Barbecue. We just played some audio that kind of blew up our phone lines, and it's featuring Vernon Hargraves, the guy that the Texans just brought in. He was mic'd up, and he got a little bit giddy on the field. I just want to get your take on this type of personality on the field, and I want to ask you, when's the last time you laughed this hard? Figgy, play the audio for Vince from Hargraves when he was mic'd up in Tampa.
Man.
Vince, have you ever had someone act that crazy on a football field? And when's the last time you laughed that hard?
You know, I never had somebody act that crazy on a football field. You know, I've been around a lot of people, done a lot of things, but not like that. But he must was excited about something.
That's right, he was.
You know, and I love that because it shows emotions. It shows you what he bring when he stepped on the field. That he just let out something that a lot of fans don't understand. We take this seriously, what we do. And for somebody to come onto the field and show that type of emotion and the passion behind it, you can't do anything but love it. And that's my opinion. I would love somebody that laughs and show that type of passion in the game that I love in football, because I know he's here. I know he's here. He's nowhere else but here. And he's excited to be there. If you can't find excitement to play at this level, you would never find excitement anywhere, period.
All right, Vince, last one, because we're all barbecue eaters on this show. Let's say you skip lunch, you show up at Killen's, and you're going to order a barbecue plate. What's your perfect plate?
Oh, I want to hear this.
What's
I want to hear what Big Vince orders. I want to hear this.
All pork ribs.
Really?
Pork ribs. That'll be my protein, and then I'm going to the cream corn. Okay, I'm going to have a plate full of cream corn and mac and cheese, and then I'm going to hit them with a banana pudding. That's
okay.
Okay. That.
All that's, pork that's, ribs. That's a little bit of a surprise to
all
me.
Pork ribs for me, baby. Listen to me. I know brisket is big here, but I was never a brisket fan. I'll eat it. But yeah.
I'm kind of with you on that.
My food of choice is pork ribs. I grew up on them. I watched my father cook them. I cook them. I would eat a beef rib too, but pork ribs.
St. Louis style or baby back?
I cut my own St. Louis style. I cut the spare to St. Louis because I like the gristle. A lot of people don't understand that gristle part is the best part for me.
I love it.
Awesome,
love it,
man.
All right, man.
And sweet tea though, right? You got to go with the sweet tea, right?
And with a sweet tea, baby, all day and every day.
Vince Wilfork here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. We got some huge breaking news in the NFL right now.
Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett has been suspended indefinitely for his actions last night. Garrett's going to miss the remainder of the season, including potential playoff games, for swinging his helmet. Steelers center Marquise Pouncey received a 3-game ban for kicking and punching Garrett. And Browns defensive end Larry Ogunjobi was hit with a 1-game suspension. That's the one we were talking about. There is a name noticeably absent. Additionally, the Steelers and the Browns have each been fined $250,000, I guess just because.
What did Mason Rudolph get?
Mason Rudolph, I'm looking scot-free. Come on, man. He tried to pull the guy's head, twisted his head, pulled his head off, kicked him in the boys, went after him as Myles Garrett was getting
being
pulled
held back.
Yeah. Got nothing. Not even a fine? There's got to be at least a fine, right?
I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Ian Rappaport also reported that Mason Rudolph's agent said that they might consider legal action against Myles Garrett.
Yeah, okay.
This punk needed to be suspended.
He's a punk.
I mean, I think Myles Garrett got what he deserves. Nobody's saying that Myles Garrett didn't deserve what he got, but Mason Rudolph was the one who escalated this. And I think Mike Tomlin should really take a long, hard look in the mirror. I said this to start the show. When you're watching a game that is that chippy between rivals, where you're seeing all these illegal hits, you're seeing all this extracurricular activity, when there's 14 seconds left,
yeah,
and you have to go 80 yards, and then you have to get an onside kick and score again, you're down 21-7.
It ain't going to happen.
Take a knee and take it to the crib.
Yeah.
No, take a knee and take it to the crib.
I think that's a real good point by you. Mike Tomlin, didn't have anything to do directly with this, but indirectly, you're supposed to take a knee in that situation, especially in a heated game where there were helmet-to-helmet hits, et cetera, and heated emotions. You're supposed to take a knee there with 14 seconds left, which is an impossibility to win that game. I mean, it's not even like, well, what if this, what if that? No. 14 seconds at that point in your field is an impossibility to win the game. You take a knee so you can avoid things like
and
this.
And not have to watch Mason Rudolph play quarterback, who
was awful.
Completely awful yesterday. Looked like trash.
Maybe best suspension for the Steelers is letting him keep playing.
I'm sure there's probably some Steeler fans that wish Myles Garrett would have hit him in the head with that helmet so they didn't have to watch him play football anymore. Yeah. But if you're just tuning in, Myles Garrett suspended without pay indefinitely, at least the rest of the season. Marquise Pouncey suspended 3 games. And Larry Ogunjobi suspended 1 game and fined. I get that right, Figgy?
Ogunjobi.
Oh, okay. There we go. Yeah. Thanks for being here for me. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. I completely disagree with Mason Rudolph getting off in the clear on this. We'll talk about that. We'll give a little Texans-Ravens think no fear next. All right. If you're just tuning in, Myles Garrett suspended indefinitely. He will miss at least the remainder of the season and the playoffs. Playoffs and Browns. That's kind of funny.
Hey, man, don't laugh.
Marquise Pouncey suspended for 3 games. By the way, nobody wants it with him. Number 65, I can't pronounce his name. He's suspended for a game. And Mason Rudolph, no suspension. I think this is a little ridiculous.
It's an absolute joke.
He's a punk.
It's a joke. Well, him being a punk, you can set aside. All right? I mean, it doesn't matter that he's a punk. What matters is what he did on the field. And people can say, well, yeah, you know, Myles Garrett actually started it because he drove him into the ground. Yeah, he did. And then there are referees that can, you know, take care of that problem and do just about every week.
Then you try to grab his helmet. Then you kick him in the junk. Then you kick him in the junk with cleats. Yeah. Then he's getting held back. This is a cardinal sin. Mm-hmm. This is a cardinal sin going back to my middle school days. When someone's being held back in a fight, you don't go at them. One of his teammates should have been holding him back. As a matter of fact, it's your responsibility as a Steelers teammate to hold back your own guy. You don't hold back a guy, and then all of a sudden Mason Rudolph comes in there and tries to go 2-on-1 when Myles Garrett already has an angry 300-pounder on him.
Yeah.
And if you look at the actual way in which this is going, the 300-pounder, the offensive lineman that's originally holding back Myles Garrett isn't being aggressive. He's really just trying to hold him back and keep him away. And Mason Rudolph comes in there and gets aggressive. And look, man, sometimes you black out in these situations. And I'm not condoning what Myles Garrett did. Myles Garrett needs to be suspended for the remainder of the season. He got the right suspension.
100%.
But when you get kicked in the junk and your adrenaline's going like that,
yeah,
all bets are off. And oh, by the way, Mike Tomlin, you deserve a little bit of blame for this as well, because when you see how chippy a game is getting, and anyone watching that game could see how chippy it was, when there's 20 seconds left and your quarterback sucks and he's throwing interceptions, he just sailed the ball 20 feet over someone's head to give the Browns the rock in a 14-point lead, take a knee and take it to the crib.
Because that's
it to the damn crib. That's when stuff like this happens.
Coaches do that. With 14 seconds left and a 14-point deficit, you have it's an impossibility to win that game. Impossible, okay? You take a knee so you can avoid melees like this. And this is a true melee. A lot of times people use that, over the top, and it's not accurate. This one is absolutely accurate. I'm watching the video right now. I mean, you can't turn on a TV without watching it. Mason Rudolph not getting a suspension of at least one game is an absolute joke. Absolute joke.
It's an absolute joke.
Garrett ridiculous. Deserved what he got, and maybe he'll even get more. The NFL has left that door open.
He could have killed him.
He could have killed the guy with swinging that helmet. I mean, it was a horrible, horrible thing. That's one point. But there are other points. Pouncey, Ogunjobi.
Nobody wants it with Pouncey, by the way.
That dude is
how many times has he stomped on someone's head?
He did it like he's done it 100 times.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure he has.
He's kind of walked away like, all right, there's another dude.
Him and his brother and Aaron Hernandez back in the Florida days.
There's
I can
another
only
head
imagine.
I kicked in.
713-572-4610 if you want to weigh in on this. I know someone who's a little bit fired up about it. He's one of our coworkers. You can hear him on Smitty and Trap. Former Texans first-round pick Travis Johnson. Travis, you're not too happy about the latest news that Myles Garrett and others have been suspended, but nothing happened to Mason Rudolph.
No, and I think that's a bunch of BS, to be honest with you. I think at the end of the day is Mason Rudolph, hey, you know what? Tupac said it. Dudes love to scream peace after they saw some stuff. You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, you don't want started everything that went on. When he didn't drive you to the ground, he pulled you to the ground.
Yeah.
And when he pulled you to the ground, for one, the rest, the Browns and the Steelers were fined $250,000. The refs should have been fined as well because guess what? You lost institutional control. This is the word the NCAA likes to use. I don't know if they use it in NFL. But you lost institutional control over the entire situation because guess what? Tom Brady would never – this would never go down with Tom Brady. But one thing Tom wouldn't do is also jump back in a fight when your offensive linemen have already de-escalated the situation.
Right.
When DeCastro had hold of him, it was over with. Miles had the helmet down. He was cool. He was calmed down. It was over with. All of a sudden, he comes back. This little ant jumps back in the pile and wants to pick a fight. This little chihuahua wants to pick a fight with his Rottweiler. He going to get his head took off.
Yeah.
Everybody said, oh, he could have killed him. No, he couldn't have. I've been hit with a helmet before, full speed, and, hey, stuff happens. It happens every training camp. Everybody, it happens every training camp. We've all seen it. It's the first time we've seen it actually happen in a game. But guess what? If you jump in a fight, you without a helmet, you gotta be ready for everything that comes with it. In my opinion, Mason Rudolph should have been suspended at least two games because it started with him. It started with him. Everybody's trying to make it. You know, like I said, it seems about white that everybody wants to say, "Oh, his hand was stuck in his helmet." Come on, bro. Like that's the excuse we're gonna give.
Look, Travis.
I'm taking offense with you taking the opinion of one white man named Adam Schefter and putting all of us white people in the same view, Trap.
Because you know what? Because guess what? Everybody wants to start something and all of a sudden play the victim. Mm-hmm. And you saw as soon as he got hit, what do you do? Oh,
yeah.
I wasn't doing anything.
Look, Travis, I was following you on Twitter, and I told Lander, we got to get Travis on because I want to be clear here so our listeners understand. You're not excusing anything that Myles Garrett did at all, right?
No, I'm not excusing what Myles Garrett did. When Myles took it to the point where he hit him with the helmet, he was overboard. But the end of the day is, I mean, they say right now they say Marcus Fox got ejected. But if you go back and watch that tape with the referee, they ejected the two Cleveland players. Marcus Fox was taken out of the game. By who? By his coach. He stayed on the sideline. He didn't go in the locker room. He didn't go anywhere. He was never ejected from that game. And they keep saying, all three guys ejected. No, they weren't. So guess what? All of a sudden now it's three. I mean, in my opinion, what he did was worse than what Myles Garrett did. This man was on the floor. He was relaxed. And you kicked him in his head. I mean, so not just that. All right, cool. It's over. It's three on one, and you decided – we're going to jump him. So, like I said, like Landry just said a minute ago, I mean, listen, the guy has a track record. We know Aaron Hernandez was his guy. So how many guys he kicked before Aaron Hernandez put a bullet in the back of their skull? We don't know. I'm not saying it happened, but I'm not saying it
didn't. You're not
happen.
Saying it didn't happen.
Hey, I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so, that was natural. That was natural right there. That
he
was,
looked like natural. Hey, T-Bone, hey, Travis, he looked like that wasn't the first head he's kicked.
No, that wasn't the first. That wasn't the first curve stomp he ever gave. You know, that was at all. You know, that looked like American History X. Hey, put your teeth on the curve, man. Let me curve stomp you. Like, dude, it got out of control. But at the end of the day, it all started with Mason Rudolph.
Yep.
If Mason Rudolph doesn't escalate the situation, it's over with. And yes, if the referees probably call something when he drug him to the ground, it's over with. If the referees come in there and rectify the situation. But no, they never did that.
Mm-hmm.
They never came in there. They never stepped up. I think I've seen the referee once while he was getting kicked say something. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, this is more than just Myles Garrett. Everybody said, oh, this is Myles Garrett. No. This is an entire situation that went wrong. It's a lot of people that's at fault. One, I'm glad they find the Steelers because Mike Tomlin's a fool for sitting there trying to run a play.
You're
with
right.
With this trash quarterback down 14 on the minus 10, you know what I mean? Like with 20 seconds left to go in the game. Take a knee.
Yeah.
Do something up. Run the ball. Don't sit there and say, oh, let's pass the ball. We got a chance to win it. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Trap. Trap, we appreciate it, my man.
Man, you know I'm always keep it real, dog.
Yeah, I know. That's why we wanted you on.
Hey, even when it goes wrong, even when keeping it real goes wrong, you're always real, Trap.
Oh, always. I mean, and you know what the thing is, like I said, I'm not sitting there abstaining Myles Garrett from any fault.
Yeah.
Myles went overboard when he swung the helmet. But listen, it's more than this ain't black and white. This is a clear cut situation of a whole lot of people that were wrong. It was wrong. It was wronger, and it was wrongest. You know what I mean? If those are words. But at the same time, everybody needs to pay. And I don't see a situation where everybody paid.
All right, man. When you smoke that stogie in a little bit, you think of me, brother.
Smoking one right
I'm
now.
Already smoking, I'm yeah, already see? Smoking a stogie. I'm half a bottle of Tito's in, too.
All right, buddy.
Okay, well, all right.
It's Friday, man. Thank God it's Friday.
Hey, it's Friday. It's my brother-in-law. It's Robert Smith's birthday. Happy birthday, Buckshots, man. You know I'm going to celebrate for my dog's birthday.
Robert Smith.
All right, appreciate you, Trap. Travis Johnson there. I got a feeling he probably was a half a bottle of Tito's into on Monday, but, you know, whatever. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Hey, that's our guy, Tebow. I keep calling Tebow. That's what I used to call
him. What is this about?
I used to call him when he first started calling, coming
what,
in.
What is
like,
it? What
it's
is
Trap.
What is
it's
this
Trap.
Guy doing?
It's an old, back in the day.
Yeah, Tebow, what's up? Like, what are you, Travis Kelce now?
No. Back in the day when I was actually writing and I first started talking with him, I called him T-Bone. I apologize.
That's the first I've heard of it, John. Yeah,
well, it's not the first he's heard it, and that's what matters.
The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you on a football Friday. What say you about the suspension? 713-572-4610. No suspension for Mason Rudolph. Myles Garrett suspended for the remainder of the season. Marquise Pouncey suspended for 3 games. Did the NFL make the right choice? And we are 2 days away for the most anticipated regular season game that we've had in a long time round here. But that's not the only game this weekend. We're going to go around the NFL week 11 next. All right, let's play the hits. If you're just tuning in, Myles Garrett suspended indefinitely by the NFL. Rest of the season, at least. It could be even more. Marquise Pouncey suspended 3 games. Number 65, however you say his name, suspended 1. No suspension for Mason Rudolph. I think that's an absolute joke, John Lopez. I support every other suspension handed out, but Mason Rudolph grabbing a guy by the face mask, kicking him in the junk, escalating the situation the way that he did, deserved at least 1 or 2 game suspension. He deserved to at least be punished in some way, shape, or form.
And I think a lot of people are going to be really putting the heat on the NFL. I don't think it's going to change. It's an absolute joke, that he didn't get suspended here. I also feel like you these other things are not done yet in terms of some of the suspensions. They might even grow. They might even add some games. They left that option open for Garrett and the others.
We'll see. 713-572-4610 to get in. Let's go to TJ. TJ, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
How's it going, guys? First, can we just say thanks to Myles Garrett for I've not heard any Astros talk today. No trash can talk. So there's a little silver lining for us Houstonians. But it's just not right what they're doing. I think Mason Rudolph should be suspended. There's a clear picture the moment after everything kind of de-escalated and Myles Garrett is being held back where he went back into the pile or kind of stirred the hornet's nest. There's a picture of his left hand in Myles Garrett's groin from a different angle. And he's clearly hitting him in the groin or grabbing him in the groin. And that's what provoked Myles Garrett to throw the helmet at him. And so I just don't think it's right. If all these people on ESPN are talking about Myles Garrett should be filed for assault, if somebody touches me inappropriately in the groin, that's also an assault of another type. And, you know, it's just not right. In the way Mason Rudolph came off at the end of that press conference at the end was just smug and outright wrong, like he didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope they punish him.
I don't think they are.
You're not alone. You're absolutely not alone. And there's going to be a number of players, NFL players. There are. I mean, just open any social media account. You know, I've seen, obviously we had Travis Johnson on. He talked about it. That are going to turn this into something larger because the NFL didn't do the logical thing. They're going to turn it into whether it's, oh, they're just protecting quarterbacks or he's a pretty boy or whatever you want to say or, whatever it is. Even though it's right in front of you what he did. I mean, you are 100% right. He hit him in the groin. He pulled his helmet off. All he had to do was let Myles Garrett get penalized. Let's talk about that. You know, this happens every week, where a defensive player drives or falls on a quarterback and gets penalized, right? It doesn't escalate into this. It doesn't turn into this. It was Mason Rudolph who began escalating the whole thing, and then no excuse for Myles Garrett. Nobody has made an excuse that I've seen for Myles Garrett. But for him to do that and escalate it himself and then act like Eddie Haskell, like, oh, no, I didn't do anything. What? No, I didn't touch it. You know, that's just an absolute joke.
It's a joke. It's ridiculous. And the bottom line is this, too. You know, from a perspective, because I always like to localize it, the playoff race now is wide open. The Raiders at 5-4,
mm-hmm.
they take the spot of the Steelers for the sixth seed, who are now a 500 team.
Yeah.
Steelers are going to be without some important pieces moving forward, Pouncey specifically. So it helps the Texans out a little bit and kind of gives them a bigger safety net if the worst is to happen on Sunday and they lose that game and we start looking at, you know, just getting in the playoffs instead of getting a bye. Speaking of that game,
mm-hmm.
Greg Roman, he's going to be a big part of this game for the Ravens. He used to be with the 49ers when Colin Kaepernick was there. He's
soon to be a head coach if this keeps up.
If he keeps doing what he's doing with Lamar Jackson, yeah. He will be a head coach. He also implemented a special package last Sunday called the Heisman Package. There were three Heisman Trophy winners in the backfield, RG3, Mark Ingram, and Lamar Jackson. He was asked yesterday by the Houston media types how he decided, what went into the decision to implement the Heisman Package the week before they faced the Texans.
This kind of was spawned by the players. I don't want to say who kind of recommended it, RG3. But that was a great idea, and it really came from the players, so I mean, that play is certainly in our system, and then we just injected a little variation to it.
Go figure. RG3 is the one that, hey, you know what? You know what might be a good idea, Coach? Get me on the field. Hey, it works, and it's in the Texans' heads. I mean, they're going to have to prepare for it. They have to plan for it.
Yeah, you got to plan for it, but I'm not sure that they're going to run it too much. I just think it's something they're going to be looking into, but it is interesting just the kind of weapons that Baltimore has, the task ahead for the Texans. I think this is, again, man, I haven't been this excited for a game, for a Texans game, a regular season game,
mm-hmm.
in a long time, and I also think I'm pretty confident. Like, normally I would anticipate the worst, but because they've had 2 weeks to prepare, because the offense is what it is, because the defense is playing fundamentally sound, I'm pretty confident in this game. I'm not going to sit here and pick them just yet, but I'm pretty confident, John.
Well, we know why you're confident. It's number four, and I am too. I don't know if I'm going to pick the Texans, but I'm confident that they can win this game. You know, I think there's a lot of things working in the Texans' favor here. You mentioned a couple of them with the off week, et cetera. But let's not fool ourselves. I mean, they've won, what, five straight games? Lamar Jackson is with Russell Wilson, probably the leader, just ahead of Deshaun Watson for MVP. Mark Ingram is having a terrific year at age 31. Hollywood Brown is torching defenses when they collapse on Lamar Jackson or the running game. they've got a, they're the favorites for a reason, you know, in this game.
4.5, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't know who I'm going to pick, but I am confident.
I think you're leaning Baltimore.
I'm leaning Baltimore. Absolutely. I'm not going to, you know, bury the lead here.
Just based on my read, I'm sensing that you're leaning Baltimore. Let's do our thoughts, knows, and fears right now. We had to push it back for the breaking news. Texans versus Ravens. Think no fear. What is your thought, John Lopez?
I think this is going to be a shootout. I understand the Texans have a really good run defense, and they may well do pretty well against Ingram. But it's going to be impossible to completely stop this offense. And I think Deshaun Watson against that defense is going to get the Texans going. The over-under is 51. I think they're going to score between 55 and 60 points. And if you want to take that as a recommendation, take it. It's going to be a shootout.
So you're taking the over.
It'll be 38, 31, something like that.
We thought Jacksonville would be a shootout too.
We did. We were wrong.
We were wrong. Texans scored. Mm-hmm. Jags did not. I think this defense is better than you would think it would be without J.J. Watt. I'm not saying that J.J. Watt wouldn't help the defense. No. I think this defense, as far as staying in their gap, the discipline without J.J. Watt, I think they're built to stop this kind of attack with the Ravens. I think the Ravens are going to have to throw the ball on the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
I think even without J.J. Watt, the Texans will stop the run. I think Lamar Jackson will be held below his average, and I do not think the Ravens will run the ball as well as they have all season long.
That's fair because of what the Texans are doing. All right, no. You're going to think this is a cop-out, but I think...
Oh, gosh, fence-sitting.
But it's not fence-sitting. I'm saying it's what I know. I know there's going to be at least two tight end touchdowns in this game. Between the two teams, with their tight ends and what the Texans are doing with their tight ends are going to get into the end zone, and especially with these two quarterbacks, the way they're playing, and they might both be spied. Tight ends are going to be strong. I expect a couple of touchdowns.
I know that three and outs are going to be a little bit more rare here because both of these teams have shown the willingness to go for it on fourth down. Ravens at a different level. The Ravens will go for it on fourth and four from midfield. We've seen B.O.B. go for it in his own territory. He's been very open to going for it on fourth down. Defense is going to have to play four downs. Normally you play three, you dip out. They're going to have to play four downs. Mike, buddy.
Yeah, I think you're probably right on that. Fear.
Fear.
It's easy, man. Hollywood Brown. You know, the obvious are Deshaun and Lamar Jackson, but Hollywood Brown is going to, I mean, he might be the fastest, if not the second or third fastest player in the entire league, and they're going to stretch the field on this Texan secondary.
I fear the tight ends. I fear the Ravens' three tight ends that average about 10 points. Mark Andrews, the leading receiver. My biggest fear heading into this game is the Ravens' tight ends. Let's look at the rest of the action in the NFL in week 11. A lot of it impacts your Houston Texans. We know that the Texans and Ravens are the game of the week. We'll preview that with James Ihedebo on Football Friday at 12:15. Also, the man who's been putting out the videos of the Astros cheating, John Boy, is going to join us. Yes, he is a Yankees fan. We understand that. We're just going to talk to him about this scandal, his thoughts, and have him put himself in the shoes of the Astros fans that are having to deal with this controversy. But let's go around the NFL week 11. Jags at Colts. This is a big one because if the Jags win this, both of these teams will have five losses and they will actually be one game out of a playoff spot. So you could have a situation where if Nick Foles makes his return, he goes to Indianapolis, he wins this game, every team in this division is going to be 5-5, not named the Houston Texans. And I think two teams from this division will make the playoffs. I don't know if one of them is going to be the Colts, especially given the fact that right after this, they're going to have to be right here in Houston on Thursday.
Yeah, they're going to have a short week and probably a tough week with the Texans on the short week on the road. I think right now the Colts, I mean, just the way they're playing, the games they've lost, I think right now they're on the outside looking in. I think the Titans would be the inside favorite out of this division.
Bills at Dolphins. Bills tied with the Texans in the loss column. Not sure if it's really even going to matter because the Patriots look like they're going to win that division, so the Texans would be ranked ahead of them anyways, but never hurts to have a team lose. Is there any chance they go to Miami and take an L from Fitzmagic?
I mean, I said no last week, but I'm saying no again. The Bills are going to win this game.
They're only a 4.5-point favorite.
That's crazy, isn't it?
I think Miami's got a chance.
Really?
I think Miami can help the Texans again with a win against the Bills. Bills are struggling. That offense is struggling. They've lost to the good teams they played. Now, Miami's not a good team, but I think this is going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a one-possession game. I think the Dolphins get them. Bengals at Raiders. Raiders right now in control of the sixth spot in the postseason. They're facing the Bengals. Bengals, the worst team in the league. No chance the Raiders lose this, right?
No chance the Raiders lose this. The Bengals on the road, they're already putting their golf clubs in the trunks of their cars.
Cowboys at Lions. Lions struggling. Cowboys
no
really
Matt Stafford.
Not great. No Matthew Stafford. Matt Patricia just announced that. Cowboys one game above 500, tied for first place in the NFC East. Give me the Cowboys.
Give me the Cowboys as much as I hate it.
Broncos at Vikings. Vikings coming off that win in Dallas. You've been very high on the Vikings all year. Broncos struggling. Joe Flacco out. Brandon Allen, however, did beat the Cleveland Browns in his first start. Is he going to win his second start?
I like the Vikings. I've liked the Vikings even when they weren't winning early in the year. I think they've got it going, and I'm going to go with the Vikes.
New Orleans coming off being upset by the Atlanta Falcons.
Trap game.
At Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay wins this game.
I think Tampa Bay could win this game, too.
I think Tampa Bay wins this game.
Trap game right here for the Saints. Struggling a little bit after that last performance. I think Tampa Bay gets them. Division game, too. I mean, that always makes a difference.
Yeah, I mean, Tampa Bay's playing hard. I mean, they're cutting guys that the Texans just signed just to send messages. They aren't going to let up with Bruce Arians. Jets at Redskins. What a garbage game.
Yeah, you can have that one. Just move on.
All right, we'll just go with the Jets.
Okay.
Falcons at Panthers. Falcons coming off their win against the Saints. Panthers coming off their loss in Green Bay in that snow game. Who you got?
The magic of Kyle Allen strikes again. I think they're going to get him. Falcons coming off a huge, huge upset win. They kind of knocked some of the rust off, but they're on the road again, and I think the Panthers are going to get them.
I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah,
I think the Falcons keep winning, and they get hot. Will it save Dan Quinn's job? Probably not, but I think the Falcons are going to win. Cardinals at 49ers. 49ers coming off their first loss, hosting Cliff Kingsbury and the Cardinals. Give me the Niners.
Give me the Niners. That's another team that I like this year, the way they're playing, and I think they're going to get this one.
Patriots at Eagles. Rematch of the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Eagles need this win to keep up with Dallas in the NFC East. Patriots have one loss. It's in Philadelphia, never an easy place to play. Give me the upset. Give me the Eagles beating the New England Patriots, handing them their second loss of the season.
Oh, man. Man. I'm going to go with the Patriots. I don't think the Eagles are quite there yet.
Bears at Rams. Rams are struggling. Bears are struggling. Whoever loses this one, their season's over. Bears season might actually already be over, but if the Rams lose this one to a Chicago team that hasn't played well, you've already pronounced them dead. I think everybody else will join that bandwagon and pronounce the Rams dead.
I think the Rams are dead, but that doesn't mean they're not going to win any more games, and the Bears are just a train wreck right now.
Give me the Bears.
I'm going to take the Bears
against the Rams. Chiefs at Chargers, Monday Night Football. Chargers hanging by a thread. Hanging by a thread. Two games below 500, two games out of the final playoff spot. Can they upset the Chiefs?
No, they can't. I mean, they're capable, I should say. I shouldn't say they can't. But the Chiefs have got to get back on. They got to get back, you know, get their mojo back. And I think this is the way to do it. Division game, they know their opponent. They know the facility. It's not a tough place to play. I think they get it going. The Chiefs win this.
How crazy would it be if the Raiders are able to win and the Chiefs lose? Let's say the Chiefs do lose in Los Angeles to the Chargers, which they have before.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs would be tied in their division.
Yeah.
Or just a half game up on the Raiders.
It'd be good for the Browns, too, Figgy. I mean, if all these things happen, because the Browns...
Browns just lost Myles Garrett. It's done.
They have an off chance of making the playoffs still remarkably.
Not without Myles Garrett. That's it.
Yeah, he was a big force.
It's a wrap.
Big force.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks for Myles Garrett, because now that's what he's going to be remembered for.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is going to follow him the rest of his career.
This is his legacy.
Yeah, the rest of his career, they're going to...
What's the first thing you think of when you think of Albert Haynesworth?
That, kicking, stomping a dude.
Stomping a dude and making him get 30 stitches.
Yeah.
That's what you think of.
That's what they're going to do with Myles Garrett. And you know what's funny? You know, this is a true nobody's talking about. An absolute true one of those. There had to have been, like, look, I get you're in a totally different mode when you're on a football field. There had to have been just like so much going on that they were instigating each other. Mason Rudolph touched on it a little bit, Landry, in his press conference. But remember when a dude punched Myles Garrett through the window of a car and he didn't do a dang thing? Remember that? He didn't do anything. So a lot of people are saying like, you know, this was kind of an out of character thing for Myles Garrett, even though he's gotten some personal foul penalties.
He seemed like a nice guy, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People are saying it's an out of character thing. Some random stranger punched him through his car window and he didn't do anything. So then this happened on the football field, and I get the context. Don't get me wrong, that it's in a different environment. But Mason Rudolph was no angel here. I mean, we know that. He was no angel, and something sparked him. Certainly a kick to the boys would do that.
It's absolutely crazy. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you on a football Friday. Some would say the Astros haven't been angels the last few seasons. They've been accused of cheating. There's video evidence to back that up. We're going to talk to the guy who's been putting that video evidence out there. Yes, he is a Yankees fan, but his work has been crazy. We're going to get his take on it. John Boy joins the show next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.